Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 2nd of April. Moulton trainer Richard Fahey and jockey Tony Hamilton took the honours at Doncaster last Saturday, the traditional opening day of the British flat season on turf, when Bray Hill took the big race to William Hill at Lincoln Handicap, after finishing second last year in this famous heritage handicap over the straight mile. A first success in the race for both trainer and jockey. Well, the Lincoln Handicap winner of 2 years ago, Penitent, now trained in North Yorkshire by David O'Meara, landed yesterday's listed race on Town Moor, the Doncaster Mile. Also, Sesse-based trainer David Nichols recorded a couple of winners at Doncaster. Well, also on Saturday, the world's richest race, the Dubai World Cup, was won by Monterosso, ridden by last year's Derby-winning jockey Mikhail Barzalona for the Godolphin team he's now employed by. Well, Silvestre de Souza also rode for Godolphin in the World Cup, finishing down the field on Mendip, and he rides today, Monday, at Redcar's first meeting of the season, a seven-race programme starting at 2:15. Well, de Souza can partner Scatterdice to victory in the final race at 5:15, a middle-distance handicap for fillies and mares. Harry Redknapp, the manager of Tottenham Hotspur, owns Ari's Horse, now trained by David Nichols, and the five-year-old can prevail in the handicap contest for sprinters at 4:15. The champion jockey for the past two seasons, Paul Hannigan, rides for his new boss, Sheikh Hamdan Al Maktoum, on the filly Galar in the qualifying race in the John Smith's Redcar Straight Mile Championship, a handicap for three-year-olds at 3:45. Well, the annual Midland Stables Open Day takes place this Friday, Good Friday. The individual stables open from 9:30 until 1 o'clock, and then there are afternoon events on Low Moor from 2 o'clock. There's free parking at designated areas and free shuttle buses. Admission is only £7, and accompanied children are admitted free of charge for a great family day out with a difference. Then it's back to Redcar for the course's traditional Easter Monday meeting starting at 2 o'clock. As usual on this day, there's a host of attractions for young racegoers in the family enclosure. Plenty to look forward to. Enjoy your racing.